out of the program.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Joe Lieberman became a U.S. Senator in 1989. A centrist Democrat and ally of Bill Clinton, he delivered a searing rebuke of the president at the height of the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Such behavior is not just inappropriate. It is immoral. And it is harmful.
Though Lieberman voted against impeaching Clinton, his criticism was part of why Al Gore chose him as his running mate in 2000, making him the first Jewish politician to run on a major party ticket. The duo narrowly lost to George W. Bush and Dick Cheney after the Supreme Court halted the Florida recount. In a 2012 Washington Post interview, he told me he tried not to dwell on it.
But I was raised in a family that taught me life is about today and tomorrow, not yesterday.
Back in the Senate, Lieberman led the push to establish the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11 and to end the Pentagon's don't ask, don't tell policy. But he broke ranks with Democrats in supporting the Iraq War.
The moment of truth has arrived for Saddam Hussein.
Lieberman lost his 2006 Senate primary to an anti-war candidate, but ran instead as an independent and held on to his seat. Then, just 8 years after running to be the Democratic VP, Lieberman endorsed longtime friend John McCain's 2008 Republican presidential bid.
I'm here to support John McCain because country matters more than party.
Lieberman retired from the Senate in 2012, roughly 50 years after first stepping 50. Into the chamber as an intern.
America remains a land of dreams and a nation of dreamers. And as long as that is so, I know that our best days as a country are still ahead of us.
Lieberman remained politically active, helping to lead a centrist group called No Labels, which is floating an independent ticket for the 2024 presidential race. He forged tight relationships, not just with Senator McCain, but also Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. They were known, you may recall, as the Three Amigos. In a statement, Graham said in part, quote, "The good news, he is in the hands of the loving God. The bad news, John McCain is giving him an earful about how screwed up things are."
Uh-huh.
Graham signed the statement, quote, from the last amigo.
So Joe Lieberman died, and that will come as a surprise to people who say he was still alive. Yes, he was. He was still alive. He was 82 years old. He worked at a law firm that represented Donald Trump. He also was responsible for the No Labels, growth. Let me put it this way. He was like the Christian cinema of the aughts, okay? That's what Joe Lieberman was like. Like, while Christian cinema, was kind of infuriating, and Joe Manchin was sort of bizarre, Joe Lieberman was merely annoying, right? I mean, he started this whole thing where you're a Democrat, you caucus with the Democrats, but you vote with the Republicans, and you vote with the Republicans on the Iraq War. You see, and this is what happened when Joe Lieberman actually started supporting the Iraq War when Bush was president. The Democrats, like me, actually turned our backs. Now, we were already in the turning phase of our lives with regard to Joe Lieberman ahead of 2003, because in 2000, when I was voting for president in Palm Beach County, like every person in Palm Beach County did that year, the choice was Bush v. Gore, right? And so it was Gore Lieberman. That was the Democratic ticket. Now, because in 2000, I was just a local broadcaster in Palm Beach County, basically. I worked on WJNO. It was a local Palm Beach radio station. It covered most of Palm Beach and a tiny little sliver of Fort Lauderdale. And so as far as a media list that a presidential campaign might have, I would say I was on the C-plus list, okay? Now, why would I say not on the D list? Well, because I had already, inserted myself into a very Republican bastion, which was not just, Palm Beach County, but it was also a company that was syndicating Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and real crazy people. And so somehow I won hearts and minds in that company. And they said, well, we need a token. Might as well make it her. She's likable. We like her. She's easy. She doesn't bitch. She doesn't whine. She doesn't moan. She'll just go. And she'll do 4 hours a day is what she'll do. So that's how I wormed my way into, right? Make a long story short, the 2000 election comes around. I'm on the C list because I've demonstrated that I will do interviews with various Democratic candidates and Congress members, and that I follow the rules, meaning they can do their talking points on my show. I will tolerate it. Now, those days are long ass gone. That was like 24 years ago, okay? But back then, when you wanted to actually prove your bona fides, as they say, in Democratic politics, you had to allow them to come on your show, and I mean congressmen, senators, and just speak to you in talking points, which was so offensive to me personally, but I had to do it. Well, when you're a C+, when you're on the C+ media list, what you get during the presidential election, you don't get the candidate. No, you don't get Al Gore, who I was madly in love with and still am to this minute. I actually got to meet him as an adult person way later after I was nationally syndicated. And he's lovely. He was wonderful to me. And so was his wife at the time. Okay, just saying. But I did not qualify to speak to the candidate back then. I did not qualify to speak to the vice presidential candidate back then, who would have been Joe Lieberman. But I did manage to get on the list for a phone call on election day eve, day before the election, with Joe Lieberman's wife. That's the level I was at, okay? Joe Lieberman's wife. I got to interview Hadassah. And Hadassah wanted us to call her. So I had her cell phone number, okay? She called in. We called her. She went on the show. And she was talking about the campaign trail. Perfectly nice person. But she was talking about the campaign trail and she was complaining about porta potties. This was my political interview, okay? This was my ahead of a gigantic presidential election. Okay, between, right after the Clinton years were over and Gore was going to be the next president. This is what I'm talking about on the, listen, I didn't want to take it out on her or whatever. So I was very patient and let her bitch about the porta potties. Okay, next day, election day. I go to vote. Something is so horribly wrong with the ballot. It's a paper ballot. It's called the butterfly ballot. And it's a machine, I have one, I should have brought it in today. It's a handheld machine, it was on a snack tray, because that's how we vote in Florida, we vote on snack trays so that the, old people will feel comfortable that, that they're at a familiar location, the snack tray. Anyway, this thing was a two-sided sort of a booklet. And in the spine, where the spine of the book would be, this booklet, was the holes that you had to take a stylus, it looked like a pen, but it had a point. And you had to punch the hole next to the candidate that you wish to choose. Well, the holes on the ballot were not aligned. And the names on the ballot made no sense. On the left side of the ballot was Pat Buchanan. And on the right side of the ballot was George Bush. And then on the left side of the ballot was Al Gore and Joe Lieberman. And on the right side of the ballot was, some independent candidate. I remember I came to work that day and I said out loud, oh my God, I think I just voted for Pat Buchanan. Ha ha, the phone lines lit up. Everyone in Palm Beach County had the same freaking reaction to this ballot. No one was sure that they voted for Gore. No one was sure that they didn't vote for Pat Buchanan. And if you were an Al Gore, Joe Lieberman voter, trust me, Pat Buchanan was nowhere in your choice list.